Shami Kalayim Daf Samach Beis. The Mishnah continues talking again about a mavrich, about where you're laying it. You're putting vines in the ground to be able to grow another additional vine or additional vines. So the Mishnah discusses what's the din of a kerem, of making into a kerem when you're planting multi vines at one time. A mavrich shosh gefanim. A person went ahead and put in three different gefanim, you have three different vines, and each one you went ahead and you put in the ground to make another three vines in a new row. So what's the halacha? Three, now you have three vines that make it to a separate row. Ikranirin, and the trunks of the ones that it came from, you can still see them, they're visible in the ground. So what's the halacha with these new three vines that are coming out? If there are four amos, from between four and eight amos, between the ones that started from, the parent ones, the crayon, the ones with the original sources, the trunks where they come from, and the ones now that are growing, that you are mavrich, if there's a space between four and eight between them, but starfish, you can consider them together, and it's considered now a din of a kerem. But if they don't have the space between them of 4 to 8 amos, we can't consider it. It's not considered as if it's considered a geffen, a vineyard, because it's considered too close together. It's not considered as you have the requisite number of gefanim to be considered a din of a kerem. Mishnah continues. What about the geffen sheyavsha? Marissa, what about a grapevine that became dried up? It became dried up and it died. It no longer has any life to it. So now, it's usher to plant seed next to it, but it doesn't become usher. It's usher to plant next to it, even though this rice is no din kalayim because it's a dead tree, it's a dead vine. And the only halakha is that it's going to grow together. It's not growing because it's dead. So the rice is no issa. The rechachomim asked it. So therefore, if you went ahead, it's also to do it. But if you did it, it's not mekudeshes, because again, it's only drabbanan. Drabbanan, we don't answer it. It doesn't have to be destroyed. Even if you have a plant, cotton plant, it's also to plant geffen, the zerah next to it. It's also, and once in mekadesh, it's still also, but it's not mekadesh. Again, what's the chiddush of geffen semer? Because you have cotton. So therefore, again, it's the etzem. There's no din kalayim on semer geffen on cotton. There's no din kalayim, but since the nearer it's maris ayin, says the Marfulta explains, it looks like kerem. It looks like a geffen. Mainly, it's maris ayin that people think you're doing kalayim. So it's usher to do it the katchila. But if you did it again, it's not, since it's not etzem kalayim, it doesn't become usher. It doesn't become usher. Says the Marfulta to explain. He says that. But since they look like geffen, us the unexperienced eye would think it looks like you're planting geffen. And mainly, therefore, it's usher, and it's considered bein mekadesh because it's not betzim zroyim. It's not a, therefore it's not usher. Therefore, it's only bein mekadesh. It's usher, but you shouldn't do it drabbana. But it's not mekadesh. He says over in his name, and he says, if you're planting above a grapevine, it's usher, but it also does not make it usher. If you're planting a mamash on an usher, now again, what's the kiddush of this Mishnah? What's he adding? We'll see in the Gemara, he's going to give some understanding. What is Rabbi Lezer ben Tzadok adding to the previous halakha? That even if you go ahead mamash on the gefanim itself, you don't have the space between them, you don't have the space, ala gefen, says the Marfulda, what does this mean? You're planting a seed right on the geffen that's being put into the karka that you're replanting in the ground. You don't have three tvachim next to it. It's asur ben mekadesh. Again, it doesn't become asur. Didn't the Mishnah say before it did become asur? Let's see. We'll explain what it means, what case Elizabeth Yaakov Tzadok talking about. This is what we said before. The look is that it's considered asur. These are the ones that are asur. The lemekachin is asur to do. And the look is that the mekadesh doesn't become asur, doesn't become klayim, moisa, karma, karma. If you have the extra part of a karen that was destroyed, which again, like we said before, you cleared the vent and it got destroyed. And you planted something over there, it's only drabbanan we asked you because it looks like you're planting in a kerem. But even though you have enough of the space in between there and the gefanim, the halakha is still, so it's usher to do it, marasayin, but it's not us, it's not makachin. Mosimachal kerem, you have an excess around the perimeter of the kerem. Same halakha as we said earlier. Motepiske, or the Mishnah, we started the Mishnah in this parak. You have the extra of the part that's disrupted in the middle, and now it's destroyed in the the middle. You have the vineyards on one side to the other side with a space in the middle, and you're planting there again. It's also it's also to do because it's still in the same field, but since you have enough of a distance, enough of a space, it's not klayim, it's not mekudesh, it's not lomakachin, and meisar aperios in the area between. We said we have the tussle, and you're making it in the space underneath the trestle, but not where you have the vines running. Next to where you have the vines running, again, it's us to do, but if you did it, it's not, it doesn't become klayim. These are all the cases that we said of where it's a derabbanan dikadin, you can't do it, but klayim itself is not. But if you planted mamish under the grapevine, or avodas hagefen, or in the area, the workspace you need for the gefen, or in the farmer's workspace of a kerem, hariyel makachin, that's mamish klayim. Klayim, that is not a don the rabbanan, it's even a din d'oraisa going to many, and that would be usher you. We don't let you do that. It's not always usher to do, but even if it's, it would be considered d'oraisa. Going somewhere, sheminshcha b'kutzad avtfachem, we consider it usher, and it's usher in this case would be makachin, it's usher, and there's no head to the rabbanan, and mamela would be usher, and it'd be considered an isher makudish as well, you'd have to destroy it. Gemara tries to understand the first halakha of the Mishnah. If it's dried up, and yes, it's usher. Why would it be usher? It's nothing. It's not even klayim. It doesn't give any life to it. So Rabbi Lezer, halach, says the Rav Meir. This shita is the shita of Rav Meir. Rav Meir is the one who says, you plant something in the place of tzemer, it's us, even though it's not a din klayim, but it looks like it's klayim. It looks like it's klayim. So maybe just like Yasser's tzemer, because it looks, you may think it looks like a grapevine, but if someone doesn't know it, the unexperienced eye would think he's planting a kerem, and it's maras ayin. If we rabbanan say, usher vein makadesh, it doesn't become kadesh. So to over here, the same thing, even though it's dead, and to a mumcha, you see it's dead, but another person may not notice that it's dead. It looks like it may be alive, it's still alive. It still has life to it. It's still marasayan because you can't tell by a dried up. How dry is it? Is it actually dead, or is it, or just maybe just not moist, but it's not really dead. It still can give fruit. It still can grow. It's looking at the gefen. So therefore, same mayor who asks by gefen. Same man says it's usher to rabbanon, but because of marasayan, but it's not mekudesh. Over here, the same thing applies. That's the Gemara wants to explain the shita of the time of the Mishnah. The Gemara says, Nichon besifsa. This understood me say in the case of the winter. Gemara says, where you're winter, where it's mamish, you see it. Gemara says, you can say that. It confuses them because even the vines that are alive, the leaves fell off because it's the winter. Everything just looks like it's dead. So therefore, you wouldn't know the difference. So I understand you have to answer it because there are abundant marasayan. You think maybe it's a real vine. But in the summertime, it's just the opposite. In the summertime, everything is full of ripe, it's full of growing, all the leaves are on it. It's the it's a kayas mekel mekash. What are you afraid about? You see the difference. You look at it, and even a person doesn't know anything about planting, anything about vineyards. You see things that are full of ripe leaves and growing next to some things that have no leaves, that is dead. You see a big difference. You see a big difference. So why would you think it's not? What's the marasayan? You see that it's not considered a din of klayim. The Gemara says, "This ask the master into a fire in a field of kamait." You know, sometimes the places that the vines give their leaves off even in the summertime. So what happens? Because sometimes even leaves that are alive, grapevines that are alive, but the summer could be the weather consistent, whatever it is, they begin to shed leaves even though it's still what do you call it? So since therefore it could happen, a mela that says the marful that yesh makomah shenoshim defayal gavadim tzmuros feel bekayitz if you come outside. It's my sign because the summer could be that even in the summertime the leaves fall off the other ones. So you can't tell what it is. Meir Rabbanan said it's considered usher, and therefore it's going to be considered usher. That same mela applies over here. We usher in all seasons. So the Gemara says, the Masadik says, which we said, we didn't understand what he was saying, that just like we said, by regular, you're planting on agabe agefen, the Rabbanan say it's usher, but it's not Makodesh. What is he talking about? What is he been seeing? I'm Shimon Shimon, agabe is very mislisa. We're just talking about cases where the isser, we're talking about cases where in the beginning of the parak, where you're planting directly above a mamvurach, where it's mamvurach, and therefore it has less than 3 tefachim in the ground. So the Gemara said, "Be'atzim, you're not allowed to do it, but it doesn't make it us." No, we're not talking about you're planting al gabi agefen. Don't read the Mishnah as you're planting it mamish together. You have the gefen, you're planting the zera right on top of it. That's not vade. That's also that's kolayim deraisa. We're talking about cases where you have a space, you have the dirt, just not 3 tefachim. So therefore, we say it's us. We don't want you to do it, but it doesn't make it kolayim. That's the case al gabi zmura. That's the case of the Mishnah we talked about. I mean, therefore, it's not kolay kerem. It's not isser mamish, but it doesn't make it usher. It doesn't make it usher. Or if you're much another way to explain just what he's saying, avi asura misnisa, which is referring to the case that we talked about the other plants that you have a 10 tefachim airspace. We have 10 tefachim airspace between the spaces. That's the case in the Mishnah. It talked about the plants that the things fell down, and you have 10 tefachim airspace between them. So telling halacha is that that's considered. You planted over there the seeds. Again, since you have the open space, it doesn't really, it's not kolayat mamish. It's only derabbanan we aser it. Therefore, it's going to be what it called. The Mishnah explain what this means in a minute. And therefore, this is the halacha that we're talking about of where it's kolayim, it's aser, but in a makadosh, but it's not considered vadei aser. Gemara says, "Amar Yosi, Avinu Savinu Kam Yesh La'Avir." We usually thought it meant to say a vineyard that has an open space, Geffen Yechidus in La'Avir, but a single Geffen doesn't have any airspace. A single Geffen doesn't have. We don't say anything. It's considered even in the right next to it, it's considered also. That itself is simply considered also. Ma'aber Avinu Shmashmur B'Shem Hashmur Machatzba La'Vacham Misalim Masir. Because in the case where you have 10 tefachim space, Hadam after the Geffen Yechidus Yesh La'Avir, comes out telling you Chiddush in the Mishnah that even if you have one Geffen, even that has an easier space as well. Maybe you think, when do we ask for the airspace of a kerem when you have a real kerem? You have multi-gefanim. Multi-gefanim, we ask for the airspace. But if it's less than 10 tefachim, we ask for it. But if it's a gefen yechid, it's not enough to ask for if you have in the same airspace. And kamashmuan, that even a gefen yechid is yesh la'avir, and we ask for everything that's in space to be considered in kolayim. That is the chiddush that the Mishnah is telling us. Now, Mishnah said it gave a few cases also where we say it's us of Eidim HaKadosh. Case number one was Mechril Kerem and Kerem Abba Amos. You have the perimeter of a Kerem, that's for Amos, you have to have for Amos, it's considered us. Or the extra space of a Kerem that was destroyed, and you have an extra space that's not, that's dead space, you want to go plant over there, it's also within 4 Amos away. Or you have the space of the Irsi, we have the middle of an Aris, which the Mishnah said before, you have to have 6 Tefachim away from each row of vines. Or the excess of the trestle roof that you have to separate them as well, the spaces you need between them. You should have 6 Tefachim. Those are all the cases we talked about with the Mishnah Gemara saying all those cases would be a din of Mekadesh, Aser Ve'ena Mekadesh, and would be considered not a din, right? So in Rabbanan Dik a din, it would be Aser. The Gemara has a Shaila. What is the halacha that we talk about Be'ena Oris? Be'ena Tai Mayu. Well, let's go back to the case of the Oris. What's the halacha of a person planted between the space, between the Gefanim and the Oris? Remember, the Oris is a wall where you plant the things on the wall. The vines are against the wall. So you have this between the space, between the Gefanim and between the wall of the Oris. You have a space there and you plant it in between the space. What is the halacha over there? So Yochanan Amar, Asa Mekadesh. Machlokes is Tamar, Yochanan Mesh Lakish. Similar, Asa Mekadesh, it's Aser, and it's Aser, and it becomes Aser. And it's Mamish Kalayim, it's Mamish Aser. You don't have a space in between them. And only the area outside the Aris is good, but inside the Aris itself, the space that's inside the Aris itself, has a Din Chumra, we Aser it, we consider it Aser, a Kalayim, a Kalay Karen. Shemelakish Amayim Mekadesh, no, it doesn't matter. Even if it's on the inside, as long as anything that's beyond 6 Tefachim, you have a space of 6 Tefachim, even though it's in the same, it's in the area, it's not outside, it's not outside the circle, it's in the circle itself, then 6 Tefachim is only, that's still a Nolchaz under Rabbanon, and Rabbanon Aser, but the rice is not Aser, and it would be Aser, it would be Aser Vein HaMekadesh. Be Aser Vein HaMekadesh. The Gemara asked, Menavsh, listen, the Gemara is going to try to continue this, let's continue with this year tomorrow, the Gemara, that's what the Gemara is going to discuss, how to answer the next case of the Mishnah.